Dear Ajahn Kurunadamo, could you say a bit more about how you find a belief in rebirth to be motivational and that it, quote, just makes sense, unquote? Do you think perhaps about the person who will inherit your rebirth and how it would be good to load them up with good karma? Thanks. Let's see. I got to turn on my verbal mode here. I've been in my listening mode. As I was saying earlier, I don't have the ability to say I know firsthand about rebirth, but that sense that it makes sense that I can see rebirth happening every moment through the day, in my own experience, how different actions have different results, and if I attend to things in a skillful way and attend to qualities of mind that are wholesome, then I can see the results of that in my own mind, my own heart. So that's kind of just knowing the law of karma from one minute to the next, it just seems to me that it's only logical that momentum isn't something that all of a sudden just completely stops when the body dies. My own personal experience is that there is more to my experience than the body, that the mind and the experience of all the aspects of mind, citta, are not only dependent on the body itself. There's certainly a relationship, but that just because these particular four elements will deteriorate and stop and decompose, it just doesn't feel intuitively right to say that that's the end of it all. And I guess on a more practical level, and I think the Buddha actually even talks about this. He doesn't ask us to have a belief that we can't verify, but he asks us to consider, what it's like to hold a certain position and what the results of that are. So that's what I was saying. It's like using the idea of rebirth as a working hypothesis, so that even though we can't verify through our own personal experience the truth of it, we can say, okay, well, let's assume that there is that likelihood of rebirth. And so what does that result in? If I take that assumption, if I make that assumption and believe it, or at least believe it as much as I can, then where does that take my mind? And it provides me with a sense of urgency, a sense of motivation, a sense of realizing that if there is more than just this life, then I want to, if I don't find a complete end to suffering this time around, then I want to hedge my bets in the direction for further growth and further opportunities in the next round. So I want to keep setting myself up from minute to minute and from life to life with a set of circumstances that are going to be conducive for realizing Dhamma, because I've had enough of suffering. So I think that's pretty much the motivation behind taking it on. It's not something, again, it's to be just accepted as a metaphysical theory. It's something to be used in contemplation to bring it into our experience, to make it something that helps us move towards the end of suffering. It has a purpose. It's not just a belief. Would you like to add anything?
No. That's good. Okay.